This is Jamie from Shushu. You are listening to CFR C101 point what?
Nine.
And CFRC what?
.ca.
.ca.
No static. No static. No static. No static. Mondays. 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 Monday, 6 to 8, 6 to 8, 6 to 8, 6 to 8 p.m. 6 to 8 p.m. Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9, CFRC.ca. No static, Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9, CFRC.ca. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied, CFRC 101.9, CFRC.ca, no static, Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m.
First day of the school year. Campus is alive and well.
Campus is actually rip roaring, bumping the whole shebang. What's up, everyone? If you're tuned in and you're new here, new to the station or new to this Queens, welcome, new Kingston, that sort of thing. Here at CFRC, we are the local community campus radio station. We are your radio station. Whoever it is listening, we are for you. Also, not a great plug. Here we are. Yes, you're listening to No Static here at CFRC 109. CFRC.ca, wherever else you are listening to this show. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do today, to be honest. I kind of wanted to do a power metal special, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to just start playing stuff from our library here and there and go from there. Here for the next few hours, as tends to be the case these days. Let's do some jazz for now. Go from there, right? Cool. We just heard John Lee, first couple of tracks off of their, I believe, most recent. I mean, if they have an album out within the last month, it will be less recent, but that was It's a Blue World and Why Was I Born? Wow, we are. These are song titles for sure. This album is also dedicated to their late spouse. They really snuck in a pretty meaty dedication to their spouse who passed away in January. Yeah, let's go with that for now. We've got Hayden hanging out with me. Hayden, when's your show? Do you want to? Just gonna throw this at you real quick. How are you? What's going on?
I'm doing great. It's been, you know, the busy weekend of everybody moving around. I luckily have not had to move though, so yeah. It's been chilled out for me.
Yeah, yeah. I realize I never asked you the classic, like, what program are you in, and how long have you been at the university, and that sort of thing.
Well, I'm in computing, and I'm going into my final year this September.
So it's computing. Computing is with the art side.
Correct. Troops.
You might know my brother.
Really?
He's a master's student. He may be TAing something of yours, Andrew Bulos.
Name doesn't ring a bell, but maybe I'll bump into him.
Long, curly hair, kind of poofy. Anyway.
I've seen a few of those around campus.
Never done too much. Hayden's here because we were acquisitioned by the station to do some DJing come this Friday. So I figured I could get Hayden Burr up to speed. I'm a huge proprietor or a huge believer in that most people can do most things. And DJing is not nearly as daunting as most people see. A lot of times in the boiler room stuff that people are doing, they're either doing some fun like track juggling or like messing around with effects, or even like they have their own like synths and stuff that they're playing. But you can really get away with being really good at picking your tracks and then going up and down between the two tracks. And that I've done it for years. I still like our Denon in the station here. They've got a lot of cool like cutting stuff you can do and scratching and really zany effects. And I don't use any of it. Partly because I'm really bad at practicing and putting time into things. And it's one of those things where it's like, if I did do these things, I would be better in these aspects of DJing.
But it's, do you have decks at home?
I have a DDJ 400, which is now defunct. It is sort of like baby's first mixer, where it's not a standalone. It kind of just, it runs through your computer to do all the thinking.
Oh yeah, I've seen
it's
these.
It's basically just like a really glorified MIDI controller.
Cool.
Like a really specialized glorified MIDI controller. And Pioneer has a huge monopoly on the market, which is why most people tend to recommend them. And then also most like clubs and stuff tend to have the same format where you'll have your decks on your right and left, and then you'll have your faders and stuff in the middle, which is where your mixing board will be. DJing is cool. DJing is fun. Everyone can DJ. Everyone should DJ. If you are interested in DJing, reach out to the station. It will probably be me bringing you up to speed. Unless Matt Almeida is still around. I think they've had some stuff go on, but if Matt's still here, Matt's cool people too.
I'm trying to go this week from 0 to 100 on DJing. It might be more 0 to 45,
we'll,
0 to 30.
We'll get you like a solid any percent time. Well, you'll be clocking in good. Don't worry. It is really straightforward. It looks daunting, but it's a lot of fun. And in the same way, like music in general, people can do and people can perform, which is what my noise project is. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing a lot of the time. It's with gear that I've been gifted for free. It's a very lean, effective setup. Yeah, it is. The world is what you do with it, you know? So anyway, Hayden's here hanging out. He may throw a song or two. I've got a CD called Porn Kings to the left of me, which is really unreal. My jaw quite literally dropped when Hayden asked me if I knew who Porn Kings was. I do not know who they are. But apparently the lads out in the UK love this stuff. So
listen, I can't assume whether or not you are a Porn Kings connoisseur.
It's totally fair. It's a valid question. For sure. I will probably ask Chance next time I see them if he knows who Porn Kings are. But anyway, we have sort of yapped over some jazz. We also, at the top of the show, heard some reggae, specifically from Captureland off of the album Chalwa. We heard, where was it? Richie and a Ja Ja Love. Pretty good track. We have a whole little nook of
jazz over, or reggae rather, in the corner of the station, reggae and world.
Is that the one that's like down around the corner?
It's down to the right with the wonky pipe.
Yep.
Along the bottom, there's like a hole. So we have like Sly and Robbie cuts in there.
It's an interesting area. That Joni Mitchell's in there too.
You know? What?
Yeah.
Why?
Jazz.
In the reggae. Oh, it is in proximity. Yeah. Along the left side before you make the turn then, right? Ooh, good to know. Maybe I go and grab some from there. Anyway, how do I want to do that? The other day I did not really clock that Vangelis like did the Blade Runner soundtrack for some reason.
And
I heard it in a vacuum beyond the movie itself. I think I was listening to NTS and I was like, this sounds like Blade Runner. And I went and it's literally a track called Blade Runner Blues by Vangelis, who I think is one still alive. And no, let me double check this before. There's a synth pioneer who I saw has an album coming out on Bandcamp. And maybe it is a late dedication to the person. So I'm going to do some live researching. Toyota Vangelis. Oh my gosh. I'll get back to you on that one, team. But yeah, I want to play a cut from the Blade Runner soundtrack. As is usually the case, we are freewheeling. And it's always a good time. Yeah. I'm going to highlight some albums that I've enjoyed this year so far. I will probably inevitably play more of that Toe album. It is really spectacular. I love Toe. I've always loved Toe. New album is wonderful. It's got like really incredible, lush production. And obviously it helps that there's not like a lot of crazy overdriven guitars and that sort of thing. But props to the engineers that they have down there who did the recording for them. You should probably listen to that album in whole. There's a lot of other stuff that came out that I will probably highlight as we get through our now hour and 40 minutes or so.
God, this Blade Runner album cover is gorgeous.
It is unreal. It's so good. It is so, so good. It's just the original soundtrack, just a cut from the movie. Oh, while we're here, do you have soundtracks in your collection? I know you are a person of physical media acquisition.
For sure. When I brought the Porn King CD, and I told you it was one of the least listened to CDs in my collection.
Yes.
The least listened to CD in my collection is the soundtrack for About a Boy. It's a 90s rom-com, stars Hugh Grant.
Okay.
The soundtrack is by Badly Drawn Boy, the band.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the movie, and I didn't really enjoy it very much. I was given the CD for free. So that's the only soundtrack I have.
Really? That's the only soundtrack you have?
And it's a movie I don't really like, a soundtrack I don't really care about. It was given to me for free.
You should make amends.
Yeah, I should.
I'm sure Zap probably has soundtracks in stock.
They definitely do. They definitely do. I just haven't picked one up. I don't... Yeah. Maybe I'll pick up the Blade Runner one.
Yeah, I mean, if you can find it. The vibes I'm getting would be... You're going to punch that into Discogs.
Yeah.
And it's going to say used /2. And then next up is going to be a 4-digit number.
Yeah. And shipping $85.
And shipping $85. Yeah. From like Norway.
Yep.
VG++. Yep. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, that's enough yapping. Let's do this. Really. This is such a good track. I mean, Blade Runner is also a good movie. I'm sure you've seen Blade Runner.
Yes. Yeah. I have the DVD of the director's cut.
Oh,
which I bought.
The director's cut.
I you know what? There's so many versions. I don't know which is the good one. I haven't seen them all, but I got the director's cut because Ridley Scott director's cuts are always something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The only director's cut I think I've ever watched was I watched the Watchmen director's cut, and that was the first time I ever watched the Watchmen either.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about it. It was long. It was really long.
Yeah.
And I also watched it on my trip from Kingston to Hamilton when I was moving to Hamilton for school.
Yeah.
So subpar environment.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my little aside.
I mean, I've seen, there's the famous Apocalypse Now one, I don't know. I don't know if you're meant to watch the theatrical version first to like get context of how people saw the movie first. Because I know the director's cut of Blade Runner, it cuts out the narration. There's no narration from Harrison Ford.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I guess that would make it a lot more atmospheric.
Yeah, it's kind of like more... I don't know if it's more or less noir feeling, actually. Because noir, now that I'm
noir,
thinking about
you
it...
you kind of want the sultry, cigarette-induced voice doing the talking. I had a mental segue that I wanted to do to bridge between what we are talking about now and the bear, but I don't remember what that was going to be. So I'm just going to ask you if you've seen the bear.
Not at all. No, okay. Actually, that's not true. I've seen the first episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Listen, I get it. Jeremy Allen White, he's chopping it up. He's a chef. Deborah's in there.
Season one, really good. Season two, pretty good. A couple of episodes, very good. Season three, I am unsure. I don't think it's good.
That's what I've heard from a lot of people.
Yeah.
This is the thing that always kills me with TV shows. I also have not watched Game of Thrones. And it's like, it's the greatest TV show of all time. But I know it ends terribly. So why should I invest 36 hours of my life?
It's brutal. It's one of those where you kind of want to have the complete package the whole way through.
Exactly. And if I already go in knowing that I'm going to be disappointed by the ending. And I know people are more mixed on the Bear season 3 than they are on the season 8 of Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones conclusion is pretty cut and dry terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it completely, like, ruins a lot of the, like, characterization storytelling that they did for a season's worth of that. The issue with the Bear season 3 is it's kind of just a lot of filler.
Yeah.
Like, it felt pretty self-indulgent all the time. And I mean, it's like, it's good, well-filmed, well-put-together stuff, but, like, from a very fundamental plot perspective, nothing really moved forward.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a bummer.
It's disappointing when you hear that about a show, because it's something like Breaking Bad, where it's like the ending is glorious.
Yeah.
So it's worth.
Yeah, exactly. Breaking Bad is another one, is a great example of, like, from start to finish, you know you're going to have a good package. The Wire is one of those where it's not super insurmountable like The Sopranos, because I was going to watch The Sopranos. I know The Sopranos is great TV. But there's a lot of Sopranos episodes. There's a lot of Sopranos episodes.
Yeah, but the ending is pretty beautiful.
Have you seen the show? I guess
I've seen only the ending.
What a play!
Okay. Just like, I'll see the first episode and the ending. I'll fill it in. I'll figure it out in between. I use my imagination.
That's
I played incredible. The PS2 game.
Yeah, same thing. Basically the same thing. it's giving me the same vibes as people who acquire and build Gundams, but I've never consumed and will never consume Gundam content to me. And I understand there's a whole lot of people, a lot of my friends just like love Cool Robot. Wow.
Well, what is Gundam about? Cool Robot. Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, but it's not, it's the antithesis of Cool Robot. Wow. There's a very stereotypical meme of like the person like looking at the subject matter saying Cool Robot Wow, and they're missing the message of like war and violence is terrible for humanity and that sort of thing. Anyway, wow. This is why I don't have a lot of people in the studio, because we'll just talk the whole time.
Because we've just listened to six minutes of Blade Runner.
Yes, okay. Music. That's what you came here. That's why our show tends to be. You're listening to Static here at TFRC 109. TFRC. I have a guest, which is always exciting. Thank you for hanging out.
I'll be back.
And also, thank you for just booming onto the microphone, because some people are just like, you want me to speak? And I'm like, I'm speaking and continuing my sentences, but my eyeballs and my body language are like encouraging the person to join me along.
Yeah.
And if you, dear listener, are new, come hang out. The station rules. Go to cfrg.ca. Volunteer. We're all kind of weird. You know what you're signing up for.
Or come check us out. I mean, we're out and about at the sidewalk sale coming up on Saturday. Yeah. We'll be out and around.
This Friday, you and I will be out in front of the station.
Indeed we will.
From what I've heard, the most recent bit of information will be out by in front of the station with like wherever the concert is happening by the station. Do you know what?
Let's not confirm too much information right now, because
I have an email.
Oh, so beautiful.
I have an email about where we are going to be. I don't know the context in which we will be existing outside the station.
Whatever information you have, I have less. Okay. So we're good to go.
Yes. Sweet. Awesome. Cool. This is Blade Runner Blues by Vangelis. Keep it locked here for the next hour and a half.
fall.